We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, going through radiation and then taking time to join us and regale the K-State football situation and the hiring of Chris Klieman, but that's the kind of guy Tim Fitzgerald is. One of my absolute favorites, and with good cause. Not only is he a tremendous K-Stater and a guy who built a business from the ground level up at GoPowerCat.com, you can follow his journey in the battle against cancer, Life of Fitz, blogspot.com. It's a very intriguing and interesting emotional read. Tim Fitzgerald joining us. How are you feeling this morning, man?
I feel good. Down to four radiation treatments to go until I'm done with this cycle. Hopefully the last of the radiation, because this is going to work and we're going to move on with life. And we'll see what happens.
Well, you can be a part of a team fighting Fitz, and so many prayers every day go you and your family's way, Fitz. So we can't tell you how much we're pulling for you. All right, let's get to your expertise. The hiring of Chris Klieman seems to be pushing the needle pretty positively. I figured that there'd be a little grumbling early because I think, and maybe I'm wrong here, correct me if I am, that Seth Luttrell was generally the guy that K-Staters, I think, were kind of pointing for. Once that went by the boards, there were a few different options. Chris Klieman, though, I think is gaining momentum. And God, Fitz, I'm not so sure that it's not a fairly popular hire by the time that I woke up this morning. Am I wrong?
Well, I think now that it's real and not just what if they hire Chris Klieman? I'm never redoing my season tickets. Now that it's real, I think K-Staters are fair people. They're going to get past it and give the guy a chance. And as they hear him and see him, they're going to feel better about the hire. I think he's a great cultural fit for Kansas State. I think he's a good football fit for Kansas State. In terms of X's and O's and with the product he wants to put on the field, I think it'll feel somewhat familiar to Wildcat fans. The questions looming over him is, is he ready for all the trappings of running a Power 5 program? I mean, it's not about just the salary and opponents getting better. It's about everything in managing, going from basically a successful small business to running a fairly large corporation. You've got a lot of employees, a lot of moving parts. And most importantly, probably, will he be able to recruit? Acclimate himself on the recruiting trail to a higher level of player, although I have to say, in watching the Bison, I don't know why they pronounce their S's
right
up there, play last weekend, he had some dudes that could help Kansas State right now. So they've done a good job of recruiting up there. And they are, that's the one thing about that program. Yeah, they're FCS, but they're on a whole different level for the most part. They're running their program and recruiting their program at a completely different level. It is a dynasty up there in Fargo. It's impressive. And I think that North Dakota State team that will play Friday night against the rival South Dakota State in the semifinals, I think they would win the MAC. I think they might win the Mountain West. They are clearly at a high level. And they've shown it in the past by going to places like Kansas State, Iowa State, Iowa, and winning football games against pretty good football team. So yeah. I know it's a stretch for some people, but I think once they meet him and see who he hires, I think they're going to feel pretty good about it.
Tim, Jacob Albrecht here. We always appreciate your insight. So close to the program, recruiting, but North Dakota State has like 7 guys, I think, in the NFL. K-State has 11. He's an older coach, though, than his peers that were considered in the running here by a good margin. He's 51. upper 30s for Latrell, Brown, and Norvell. What, you know, is that concerning at all? What does that mean, if anything, to any of this? You know, a lot of people wanted the young guy, but Kleiman's fresh, but he's not, you know, he's not young by any means.
Well, when you're following a guy that's 79, you're really young.
Well, that's true.
But you're right. You know, I kind of broke this down into three constituencies with Kansas State. You had the Snyder 1.0 fans, the older fans, who remember maybe before Bill Snyder and what exactly he did in the context of it all. They kind of wanted to stick in the family, maybe Jim Leavitt or someone, certainly Brent Venables. And the Snyder 2.0 fans, you know, the younger generation to which you speak, I wanted a guy like Leavitt, Latrell, Brown, Norvell at Memphis, those kind of guys. And then you have the Snyder true believers who didn't want him, you know, giving up the reins, and nobody other than Snyder 3.0 would make them happy at this point. And that's what I find interesting about the Chris Kleiman hire. He serves none of those groups. He's kind of an outsider to all of those people who wanted to see their guy hired. And I think it's just a matter of Gene Taylor went to the table knowing, hey, I've got a slew of really good football coaches that have been successful in different ways, but who was going to come to K-State, fit in with the fan base, fit in with the players in the program, and who will value being at K-State and want to be at K-State long-term. And I think he couldn't get past that all of those young guys seemed like they were approaching the K-State job as a great place to go somewhere else. And he did not want K-State regarded that way. And I think that's why Kleiman, at the end of the day, was the guy, after going through a legitimate search to find someone that checked the boxes that Chris Kleiman did. And he didn't check all the right boxes with anyone else.
Tim Fitzgerald taking time out of his day. And believe me, it's a busy one. We appreciate it as we talk about Chris Kleiman becoming the new head coach at Kansas State University. Fitz, how real was the staff issues of Seth Luttrell bringing his group from North Texas into Manhattan? Was it a deal breaker? And moving forward, how much of a dynamic is it between Chris Kleiman and Kansas State? How real is it that how much of his staff do you expect him to bring with him? How much of the staff at Kansas State do you think will remain?
You know, I had a very good source tell me after Luttrell backed out, this whole thing was just kind of a false narrative, that Seth Luttrell was never in reality any deeper into this conversation as the next head coach than Mike Norvell or Neil Brown or Chris Kleiman, that his agency, his representation, did a great job of spinning, manipulating information to make it sound like he was the guy, and he backed out for reasons of K-State's fault. I'm told discussions never got to that level, never got to a staffing level in any serious way, and never got to any kind of money job offer level at any point. I think probably it came up in the fact that we have some good coaches, and certainly we would advocate for you keeping some of them, because this wasn't, you know, it wasn't a firing. We didn't clear house here. The coach retired. So we've got some guys that, you know, maybe we'd like to keep on, but it is your football program. That is how it was defined to me. Now, all that said, I think Kleiman is going to keep three or four guys off the coaching staff. Maybe Sean Snyder converts to back to football operations without coaching duties. But I think, you know, some of these guys will stick. I'm not sure how many will come with Kleiman. I'm sure they'll promote from within again. But I'd imagine a couple guys come along for the ride, and some other guys from his history might come in and play a big role in this new staff. For example, the offensive line coach at Iowa is his former offensive coordinator, and I would be shocked if he isn't one of the, you know, final names for offensive coordinator at Kansas State.
Fitz, what is the realistic concern right now in Manhattan about what's going on in Lawrence? Is there any? Is there some? I think it's fascinating, personally, to watch Les Miles get the job there and bring in some relatively high-profile names to his staff. We've seen some kids already flip commitments back to Kansas. What's the chatter, if there's any, if anybody would even admit to it, about what's happening down the street?
Well, they got to jump on recruiting, and I think any average K-State fans understands that this is a big year in recruiting for Kansas State. That's their biggest concern now is that Coach Klieman's going to stick with North Dakota State through the playoffs, and if they win Friday, that means they'll play the national championship game January 5th. So that's quite a haul, and really affects recruiting, at least in the early signing period. I don't think anyone, though, in Manhattan or the fan base is going to be really concerned with KU until, A, they start winning some more games on the field. Actually not just looking better, but winning games. And, B, they get serious about their facilities because no coach is going to be able to succeed long-term in Lawrence with their current state of facilities. They're way behind the rest of the conference right now, and I've said that this hire by Jeff Long is really about the facilities. He wants to win the hearts, minds, and wallets of donors and win a few more games. Yes, go do that, Les Miles, but we got to raise money. We got to have new training facilities, new offices, new everything, rebuild the stadium. You know, we're talking about probably $300 million of stuff that, for the most part, Kansas State has already done and accomplished, although they're going to start in on some new practice facilities pretty quickly. Once KU starts to catch up in terms of, amenities, I don't think anyone in the Big 12 is going to be overly worried about them really entering into the conversation as a Big 12 contender.
Fitz, obviously we've spent a lot of time here talking about the entrance of Chris Klieman. Give me a little insight on the exit of Bill Snyder. How much pressure was there for him to retire? Was it was the dynamic an amicable one? How do we feel about that now in the aftermath with Coach hanging it up? And where is that relationship right now, do you think?
Well, you know me, Bruce. I have great admiration for Bill Snyder, love for the man. Everything I do is possible because he coached football at Kansas State. And he did, remarkable job over a 30-year period, really changed the entire culture, not just football-wise, but the entire culture of Kansas State, in some ways, the state of Kansas. But I think it was clearly time for him to retire. And at the end of the day, everyone in the room knew that except for Bill Snyder.
Right.
And including Sean, who was, from everything I'm told, was saying, "Dad, it's time. Let's move on here." He pushed back hard. He tried to go all the way to the president of the university, who also informed him that they needed to move forward. So from that standpoint, it's kind of sad. I kind of knew this would be the way it went down. I knew it was going to end not as smoothly because he went from stubborn throughout his career to flat out not being able to be told a thing by the end of his career. And it was really troublesome, not just for getting him, to retire, but it turned into a problem with, just operating a football program at times. Changing anything was just very difficult. There is some tension up there. There's no doubt about it. There will be tension ongoing, but Bill Snyder's a good man. He'll move past this and realize that this was probably for the best. And I think everyone at Kansas State is hoping that he finally comes to grips with the reality. At 79, going to be 80 next football season, it was just too much at too advanced of an age. He couldn't keep up with everything that needed to be done.
Well said, my friend.
So much appreciated. Is that tough for Klieman? Do either one of you guys think that's a challenge for him to deal with, or is that going to be a distraction?
I don't think so. I think once Coach Snyder sits down with Chris Klieman and talks to him, he's going to say, "Yeah, this is a football coach. This is my kind of guy," and I think they'll hit it off. And I think that was really a part of the hire, too. And Chris Klieman has such great respect for Coach. He's not going to feel threatened by his ever-lingering shadow. And it seems to be bigger now than it was when Ron Prince took over the program. But that dude was flat-out challenged and threatened by the Bill Snyder thing. And that's not going to be true for Chris Klieman.
Well, I agree with you, Fitz, on the cultural fit of Chris Klieman coming from Fargo to Manhattan. There's so many similarities in the two situations. This to me feels pretty good, and I think for most K-Staters it's going to feel even better as it goes along. Of course, we continue to support you in your fight against the scourge of cancer, and we thank you so much for your time. How are you feeling pretty good? And I know that you've got, I know you're in this thing for the long haul, but how are you holding up?
I'm doing pretty well. I really am.
Yeah.
I'm tired, but that might just because it's, you know, I'm working 60-hour, 80-hour weeks right now.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to a little downtime once things settle in a little bit. But we're pushing awfully hard at GoParacat. We've seen remarkable growth. The staff has done an incredible job of covering this from start to this hiring, and now we move into building the staff and recruiting and other storylines that come with a new coach. And let me just say that there's a 3 months free offer right now on the website. If you sign up for a month, you're going to get 3 more free. So you'll ride that subscription right into spring football. So I hope people will hop over. And if you were part of GoParacat before and you wandered off, you know, and now we want you to come back. We've changed networks, but let's come back home. And neat things are happening over at the website.
No question. It is an absolute must for any K-Stater. At GoPowerCat.com. Tim Fitzgerald, you can follow him at Life of Fitz. Many do. And, of course, you can follow his journey against cancer. It's written and presented in a very interesting, entertaining way, very emotional, coming clean for a guy who's willing to put it all out there. LifeofFitz.blogspot.com. Fitz, go get him. We'll talk to you down the line for sure. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it very much.
All right. There he goes. Tim Fitzgerald at GoPowerCat.com on the hiring of Chris Kleiman. We've been, of course, following your thoughts on this all morning long. You can vote on a Twitter poll, K-Staters. How are you with the hiring of Chris Kleiman to succeed Bill Snyder? Go to at Bruce Hurdle or at KFH Radio and vote, as 325 of you or so have to this point. And it's maintaining right there at 51%, a really good hire, 38% at wait and see, 11% of you are disappointed. You can vote for about the next 11 hours or so, so feel free to do it. Retweet. And head back and check on it. So there you go. We'll get to the best and maybe some of the worst of the bowl season. 5 bowls that maybe are a little bit off the radar that you need to watch and why. As we finish up, Jacob Albrecht and yours truly right here on a Tuesday edition of Sports Daily.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.